Let's read together Psalm 103. This well-known and well-loved psalm glorifies the Lord for his great and wonderful character. Let's begin by reading the first five verses. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Let's begin our study of Psalm 103 with some background notes. You know, it has been argued by some commentators that Psalm 103 is the best known and best loved of all the Psalms. Well, probably Psalm 23, the 23rd Psalm, and Psalm 100 are better known and maybe better loved. They are shorter Psalms, of course, and are easier to memorize. However, Psalm 103 is right up there in the top 10, to use a figure of speech. This Psalm of David begins and ends with the phrase, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." To bless the Lord means to show adoration for the Lord as we thank him and praise him. The idea is that David wanted to praise the Lord with more than just his lips. He wanted to praise the Lord with every ounce of his body, soul, and spirit. He did not want to just go through the motions of religious practice using a prayer book and lip service, for example, as many people do today. No, David wanted to praise the Lord with all that was within him. Now, I trust that is true of all of us here today as well. Now, as we move to our doctrinal or teaching points for this psalm, we see three areas where we should praise the Lord with all our souls and all that is within us. So, doctrinal point number one, believers should praise the Lord for his personal benefits. Believers should praise the Lord for his personal benefits. Verses 1 through 5. In these verses, we see five personal benefits that the Lord gives to us as his beloved people. Number one, of course, is our salvation. He pardons all our iniquities. Verse 3. What a benefit. As Micah chapter 7, verse 18 says, "Who is a God like unto thee, who pardons iniquity?" Number two, he heals all our diseases, verse 3. But wait a minute, you say, how come we still die if the Lord heals all our diseases? Well, I think there are a couple of parts to the answer here. Right now, we are healed of the spiritual disease of sin in line with the pardoning of all our iniquities. Ultimately, we will have disease-free physical bodies as well, forever. Another part of the answer is that even now the Lord can heal our present bodies if he so chooses. And another part of the answer may be that the diseases here are disciplinary sicknesses, which are taken away when a believer confesses his or her sins. See James chapter 5 in this connection. Benefit number three, he redeems our life from the pit, verse 4. That is, not only our salvation from a lost eternity in hell, but protection in this life from the pitfalls that could lead to a premature death. Benefit number four, he crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, verse 4. We're not only forgiven sinners, but we are crowned as kings with a loyal love and tender care of the God of the universe. And benefit number five, he satisfies our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Two other scriptures come immediately to mind in reference to this benefit. Psalm 84:11, no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Psalm 84:11. And Isaiah 40:31, those who wait upon the Lord shall mount up with wings like eagles. Isaiah 40:31. As verse 2 of our psalm says, let us not forget the Lord's benefits. Believers should praise the Lord for his personal benefits. Doctrinal point number two, believers should praise the Lord for his gracious loving kindness. Believers should praise the Lord for his gracious loving kindness. verses 6 through 18. The Hebrew word for loving kindness is hesed and is used four times in this psalm, Psalm 103, in verse 4, verse 8, verse 11, and verse 17. This Hebrew word, hesed, is hard to translate into English with one word. Therefore, you can see that your translations vary using loving kindness or mercy or just love. The Hebrew word conveys the idea of loyal love and steadfast love and merciful love and covenanted love that God has for his people. You see why it's hard to translate with one English word? Look again at the fourth personal benefit in verse 4. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. That is, the Lord loves us with a loyal and steadfast and merciful and unconditional covenanted love. Now in verses 6 through 18, we see details of that gracious loving kindness that the Lord shows us. Verse 6, the Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. Let me ask you, are you oppressed unrighteously in some way at this present time? Turn your case over to the Lord and wait for him to act on your behalf. He will. Verse 7, he made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. If we walk with the Lord, we will not only see his hand at work, as Israel did, but we will be given insight like Moses into the ways of God. Verse 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. That is loving kindness, a love that is loyal and steadfast and merciful and covenanted and unconditional. Aren't you glad that the Lord is slow to anger? Now, verses 9 through 12 elaborate and illustrate the truth of verse 8. Let's read these verses, verses 9 through 12. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Verses 9 through 12. The reason why God has not punished us according to our iniquities is because the Lord Jesus took the punishment for us when he died on the cross as our substitute. You know, I'm so glad that verse 12 says that our sins are removed as far as the east is from the west, rather than as far as the north is from the south. Why? Because you can only go north so far before you begin going south, when you automatically go south at the North Pole. But when you're going east or west, you can keep on going in that direction forever. Now, whether the psalmist had that in mind or not, I'm not sure. But it is true, right? Verses 13 and 14. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Every father who has seen his children struggle with some physical or emotional burden or bear up under some unfair situation certainly can identify with verse 13, as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. In the same way, the Lord not only knows our problems, but knows our weaknesses and is there to help us in his gracious loving kindness. Verse 14, for he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Verses 15 and 18 contrast the brevity of our lives with the infinite and permanent nature of God's gracious loving kindness for his people. Let's read verses 15 through 18. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The phrase, and his righteousness to children's children, at the end of verse 17, is certainly an encouragement to parents and grandparents of children growing up today in this world of ever-decreasing moral and spiritual values. Would you agree? Believers should praise the Lord for his gracious loving kindness. And doctrinal point number 3, believers should praise the Lord for his total sovereignty. Believers should praise the Lord for his total sovereignty. Verses 19 through 21. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Verse 19 says that God's sovereignty rules over all. It is total, total sovereignty. Everything is included. All created beings, including angels, referred to as his hosts in verse 21, and all created things, referred to as his works in verse 22. As we've said so often, there are no maverick molecules in the universe. Ephesians 1:11 says that God works all things after the counsel of his will. Now, I don't know about you, but I love the doctrine of the sovereignty of God. When all is said and done, God is in total control, and nothing happens that he does not allow, even though we may not be able to understand why at the present time. Believers should praise the Lord for his total sovereignty. Now we have two practical applications for Psalm 103. Practical application number 1. Don't remember what God forgets. Don't remember what God forgets. One of the blessings of the new covenant, which is extended to all believers, is that God remembers our sins no more. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34, also quoted in Hebrews chapters 8 and 10. He remembers our sins no more. Verse 12 here in Psalm 103 emphasizes that truth. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. So if God has forgiven us of our sins and removed our sins and remembers our sins no more, let us not live morbid lives remembering our past sins. Don't remember what God forgets. And practical application number 2. Don't forget what God remembers. Don't forget what God remembers. Verse 14. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Now this verse should not only be an encouragement to us, as we've seen, but should be an exhortation to us as well. We should not forget what God remembers. Failure to remember and realize that we are but dust leads to pride and overconfidence on the one hand, or burnout and breakdown on the other. Don't forget what God remembers.